As you know, Mark and Paul, Your Breakfast Flakes, on vacation. After 37 years, they deserve it. The guys will be back. In the meantime, I'll be kind of holding down the fort a little bit. No comparison to their program, but they will be back. Here's some of what you may have missed this morning.
The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat, it's where it's at.
Cat Country 102.9, Morgan Wallen. I'm the problem. It's me, not you. Michael in for Mark and Paul on the Breakfast Flakes. Guys on vacation still. One of these days you're going to wake up, they'll be back on your radio. Sooner than later. And they told me not to tell you exactly when. I don't know why. The big boss is like, well, don't tell people when they're coming back. Otherwise, they won't listen. So anyway, you can probably guess they'll be back right after the next holiday on the calendar, which is coming up in just a couple weeks. But anywho, nice morning out there. Sunshine, blue skies, nice sunrise popping over the Magic City. Let's see what the weather's going to be today. Nice, sunny, 92. 96 tomorrow, kind of the hot day of the week. And then 91 on Thursday, 89 Friday, 90s into the weekend. Don't pack up the pool yet. It's not time to put it away yet. No, no. It is time to clean the pool again, though. I feel like I spend more time cleaning our pool than I do swimming in it. But we don't have a nice pool. It's just, I mean, it's pretty nice, but it's just like a cheapy above ground. But we get a lot of enjoyment out of it, for sure. The kids are ready to jump back in after getting back from Haver on the weekend, and that'll be good. Let's take a look at this day in history, August 12th. August is already half over, almost. 174 years ago today, in 1851, Isaac Singer patented the sewing machine. Started his sewing machine empire with $40. 160 years ago today, 1865, Dr. Joseph Lister became the first doctor to use disinfectant during surgery. Lister, hi, are you seeing where this is going? The surgical antiseptic Listerine was named after him in his honor. That's cool. Before they used disinfectant, they're just like, nope, wash your hands, you're good, cut them open. 59 years ago today, 1966, the Beatles began their last North American tour together. 48 years ago today, 1977, the Space Shuttle Enterprise passed its first solo test, taking off on top of Boeing 747, separating, then touching down in California's Mojave Desert. Enterprise never made it into space. It was kind of a test. 37 years ago today, 1988, Billy the Kid Western Young Guns was released. Emilio Estevez, Charlie Sheen, Kiefer Sutherland, Lou Diamond Phillips. Classic. Thirty-one years ago today, 1994, the second Woodstock 94 kicked off to mark the 25th anniversary of the original. Ran for 3 days. Tickets cost $135 each, or you could watch it on pay-per-view for $49. Merv Griffin died on this date 18 years ago in 2007, prostate cancer. He was 82. Merv Griffin, of course, creator of many, many very popular TV game shows. That's about all there is in this day in history. What about birthdays? Anybody famous today? If it's your birthday, happy birthday. Thanks for waking up with Cat Country on your big day. Maggie Lawson is 45. Casey Affleck, Ben's little brother, he's 50. Michael Ian Black's 54. Pete Sampras is 54. Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back, is 62 today. Ain't got none unless you got buns, hon. Mark Knopfler from Dire Straits, 75. No, 76. George Hamilton, the man with the everlasting tan, is 86. I didn't know George is still alive. I guess he is. And it's National Vinyl Record Day, so go pick up some vinyl, I guess. Take a look at what's going on around our state. An update from the Montana State News Network. Cat Country 102.9, Luke Bryan. Good morning. It's 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Michael in today. Mark and Paul, Your Breakfast Flakes, on vacation. Montana Fair continuing day 5. And it's not really anything super special today. It's just fair day. Gates open at noon. Carnival at noon to midnight. Exhibits open at noon. Vendors open at noon. Everything opens at noon, right? Runs till 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, or midnight. Lunch bunch is in effect. You can get in for $5, noon to 5. And you can find some of those $5 meal deals throughout the fair. Way to save a couple of bucks. Let's see here. 5 p.m. to midnight admission is $12. Kids 5 and under, free. Kids tickets to get into the fair are $8. I know Mark and Paul have a big problem with that. I wish they were here to complain about the fair. They think it should be free. And I do kind of sort of see their point of view, but it's how the fair pays for all the stuff. So I don't know. Whatever. They'll talk about that when they get back, I'm sure. I'm sure they'll still be steamed about the fair. But we might try to go, I don't know, at one point this week. My kids kind of got their fair thing out of the way. They got to go to the fair up in Haver when they were up there for a couple of weeks. So they got the rides out of the way. But we might go stroll around, have a fruity drink by the pond and ride a ride or two. I don't know. We'll see. Bike night back tomorrow night. We took the week off for Sturgis last week. And the party tomorrow night should be a good one down at the High Horse. The band is DTR, and if you've never heard them, they're really good. I actually got to hear them last Friday. They were playing down at Henry's Garage for that food festival thing. A really good band, so that'll be great. DTR is the band. High Horse, of course, has awesome food on their regular menu, but they'll be doing a special four bike night outdoors on the tarmac. You can get brats or pulled pork. Of course, they got a full bar. Braxton Brown will be joining us, too. He's with B&B Customs. He does, pinstriping and detail paint jobs and stuff on motorcycles. So that'll be fun. And if the prize shows up in time, we'll have a special prize in addition to our usual gift cards and stuff like that. A company called Vikings Bags has hooked us up with a pretty sweet backrest motorcycle backpack. Worth about $100, so we'll blow that out tomorrow. Got a couple $50 Beartooth Harley gift cards and more. See you at the High Horse tomorrow night, bike night with the Cat. Cat Country 102.9. Good morning, 7:05. Here we are, Tuesday already. Michael in today. Going to be nice. Bob McGuire's got to look at your forecast coming up. Slight chance of those afternoon showers again, it sounds like, but hopefully no storms. Can we get a break from the hail and stuff? Let everybody recover a little bit. I know summer's not even close to over, and so there'll probably be several more. But so my friend Sherry, my coworker Sherry, she lives down in Absarokee, and I don't know if you've been following this little tale to save the sandstone school there, that old school building, very historic. They raised a bunch of money over the last year or two to try to save the building. They were going to raise enough money to save the roof, and then the building could be saved. You know, for historical purposes, it's a really cool old school building. And she shared a post with not a ton of details, but she said the school board voted 3-2 last night to not save the sandstone building in Absarokee. Which is crazy, because they raised the money to fix the roof, and then I guess I don't know exactly why they changed their mind. But when she shows up today, if she's in the office, I'll have to find out more details for you. I realize we can't hold on to everything, but you know, some of these old structures are worth saving, I think, even when the cost gets kind of high. But I don't know what happened with that. That's sad. That makes me sad. Oh, hey, don't forget, we have your chance to win the Dirt Suite coming up at Rodeo Billings Saturday night. Outdoors, rodeo action returns outdoors to the grandstands, first time since 2019 at the fair. This will be a pretty good deal, and these seats are at the absolute best. You can't get any closer without actually being in the rodeo arena. Not only do you get great seats in the Dirt Suite, but you also get access to the VIP tent, including catering from Tiny's. You get a cash bar, get private-ish bathrooms, worth about $1,200. And if you want to sign up, do it today or early tomorrow morning, because I'll pick a winner out tomorrow at noon. Just go to the Win tab on the Cat Country mobile app to get your name in the hat. Lee Bryce, Hard to Love. It's Cat Country 102.9. Cat Country 102.9. How you doing? 7:17. Sunshine today, going to be nice. Bob McGuire has some details in your forecast coming up here in just a second. Time to check the email, brought to you by Rocky Mountain Windows and Doors. You can always reach out to Mark and Paul, even when the guys are gone, or if you need to get hold of us, flakes103@yahoo.com. You can use the chat button on our mobile app. Looks like this one got a message came in yesterday afternoon on Johnny's show, but Pam was wondering, where or how do I put my name in for the outside rodeo during the fair? It's right there on the win tab, Pam, on our website. If you click the win button, let me double check, make sure it's still there. Hold on, I'm checking right now. Win. Yeah, right there at the top. Win a dirt suite for eight at the rodeo at Montana Fair. That's where you click right there. It's right next to the other win thing for the Hall Pass Cash. $500 prepaid Visa gift card for back to school. Also on the win page, you can sign up to win free lunch at the 406 Kitchen and Tap Room. We give away a $20 gift card every Friday. So I got two messages. People are like, I can't find it. I don't know. I don't know how else to describe it to you. It's right there on the win tab. So anyway, get your name in for that. Got an email from the folks at Lyft, which is Living Independently for Today and Tomorrow. Lyft. And they're proud to announce that they've been awarded a community investment fund, a mini grant to expand and enhance its ADA accessible all-inclusive community garden. Well, that's cool. Good deal. This funding will help them ensure that people of all abilities, aging and disabled individuals alongside those with disabilities, can fully participate in the joys and benefits of gardening. Well, that's cool. They have a bunch of adaptive gardening tools, one-handed implements, adaptive gripping aids, kneelers, garden seats, raised beds. That's a cool thing. I didn't even know this existed. So that's nice. They got a grant, and it'll help them continue their program. Got an email from my pal Renee Critelli. She's a Breakfast Exchange Club member and pretty involved with the annual food truck battle on the Yellowstone. It's coming back August 23rd. This will be the seventh annual event. Runs noon to 7 at the Armed Forces Reserve Center down on Gable Road. It's a cool deal because not only do you get all the best food trucks in Billings and surrounding area, they get food trucks from Wyoming, from western Montana, probably a food truck from South Dakota. It's huge. And not only do you get to try all this awesome food, but proceeds go to help out veteran causes in our area. In fact, since its inception, they've raised over $290,000. Entry fees $5 a person, kids 12 and under, and vets get in for free. And we'll get details up on our app and website here later this morning. You get live music, too. Exit 53 will be playing noon to 3. They're a really good band. You'll have the Caledonian Pipe and Drummers from 3 to 3:30. The Brick House Band takes over after that till 6:30 p.m. They got a kid zone and a bunch of stuff for veterans, too. Veteran resources, over 20 organizations will be there. So that'll be cool. And yeah, I'll see you there. I think I'm one of the celebrity judges this year. You want me to judge a whole bunch of awesome food? Yes. Make sure I'll bring some Rolaids, too. You know, that's a lot of food. But anyway, I got the doorbell's ringing. I'm getting a little alert on my computer here that says someone is at the front door needing assistance, which I'm guessing is my 4-H guest. And we'll catch up with them coming up in about 10 minutes. Hold on.
Blue Cat Bar and Grill has you covered with amazing daily specials. Sunday Night Sushi and Sliders offers fresh sushi and delicious sliders at unbeatable prices. Enjoy Wednesday Night Steak Night, where you can dig into a juicy steak dinner each and every week. With daily specials, there's always something tasty to enjoy. Don't miss out. Stop by Blue Cat Bar and Grill, just 9 miles east of the Metro Park exit. See you there.
Cat Country 102.9, Blake, God Gave Me You. Good morning. It's 7:30 in 4-H. Big part of Montana Fair. We've got a special guest in the studio here this morning. Ember Solberg. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Ember, tell me, how long have you been in 4-H?
This is my sixth year in 4-H.
Sixth year. All right. And how old are you now then? You're
16.
You're 16. All right. So you got into it about 10. And what is your main focus in 4-H? I know it covers a lot of stuff and you can get in, robotics and mm-hmm. STEM type stuff to traditional 4-H entries such as animals. What's your thing?
So currently for the animal department, I do small equine and pocket pet, where I show my snake. And then I do photography.
Wait, hold on. What kind of a snake? Who likes snakes? Who has a snake for a pet, Amber?
He's a ball python.
Oh, my God. How long have you had this? What's his name?
His name is Wylan, and I've had him for about a year and a half.
Wylan. All right. So what possessed you to get into a snake? Have you always liked reptiles? Or
honestly, I don't really know. Okay. Like, one day I saw one on, like, Instagram or something, and I was like, oh, it's amazing. Like, it's so cool. And then ever since then, I was like, Mom, Dad, can I get a snake? And Mom was like, absolutely not.
No, that's what my wife would say, too. No, no.
Exactly.
Kids are not getting snakes. So, but eventually they caved, and now you've had Wylan for about a year.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So is he at, did you bring him to, for, is he at the fair?
He was. I took him home, though.
Okay. And then do you, what about the equine program? Do you have full-size horses, or I understand you have miniature horses?
So I do own 2 quarter horses.
Oh, you do? Okay.
But I show miniature horses.
Okay. So mini horses, oh my gosh, that's probably one of the most adorable things ever, right?
Yeah.
Where did you buy your mini horse? Did you get it in locally from a breeder here? Or?
I actually don't. None of the kids who are in the small equine own their minis.
Okay.
They're through a foundation and through our horse leaders that own them. So they're their horses and they let us use them.
Gotcha. All right. Okay. So you don't do you keep the horse at your house then, or
no,
at
they
the
stay
horse person's place
at at a barn, an equestrian center, like kind of in between Billings and Laurel.
So this the mini horse, then this one won't be going up for sale. I know a lot of kids, they sell their sheep and they sell their pigs or whatever at the end. So this one's not going to auction.
No.
Okay, thankfully. All right, good. So what has 4-H done for you? And what made you first want to get into it when, 6 years ago?
So my mom did 4-H when she was little, and she always told me how much she loved it, and I wanted to try something. I had a hamster, and oh my gosh, it was like the most amazing thing. I wanted to show this hamster.
Yeah.
And I just was like, Mom, please let me do it, and she was like, okay, I guess, and we're busy, but I'm genuinely so glad I started, because it's the most amazing thing you can do for your kids, I feel like.
It's pretty awesome, isn't it? And are you a farm kid then, or not? Are you a city person, or
we
are you a farm person, or kind of, you live on the outskirts? Yeah.
We have 4 acres of land in Laurel, so I'm like, but we do. I've grew up with horses, and I grew up riding, and we have the goats and all that. So
sure, but 4-H isn't just farm kids nowadays either, right? Mm-mm. I mean, there's 20 clubs in our area.
I mean,
and it's all sorts of stuff from agriculture to like I mentioned before, just about any interest that you might be into, right?
Yes, exactly.
You're also are you a 4-H camp counselor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How fun is that?
Oh, it's the most fun. It's the most fun ever.
I bet. When is your camp usually, when do you guys usually have that?
In like June, I believe.
Yeah. Is it down at Red Lodge?
It's at Beartooth Christian Camp, actually.
Gosh, that's a fun spot.
Oh, it's beautiful.
How many campers do you usually get for a session?
I think this year we had like, 80, 90 to 100 maybe.
Yeah.
We had a good group of kids this year.
That's pretty fun. And do you do various fundraising throughout the year to help get scholarships and stuff for these camps?
Yeah,
right?
And we also just have plenty of sponsors.
Do you? That makes
which
it
is
nice.
Always great from the community.
What? So what's your schedule like at the fair then with your entries this year? Is it, you got to be there all day, every day, or do you get to take little breaks? I mean, the fair is fun, but after like 3 or 4 days, you're like, ugh.
Yeah. So we start like the entire fair. For 4-H starts with our department end, which is non-animal.
Gotcha.
So all the kids come in on one day, and there's 2 sessions, like a morning and the afternoon.
Yeah.
And they bring all their projects, and they get judged, and we set up our club booth, because in the metro, in the pavilion, not in the pavilion, but there's a spot in the metro
center,
where all of the 4-H booths are with everyone's projects.
Gotcha.
So then we set those booths up, and we leave them, and they stay for the remainder of the 4-H fair.
Yeah.
And then for me, horse started this last Thursday.
Yeah.
And that went till Saturday. So then I'm there for horse kids. We're there all day. For the 3 days, because we can't leave our horses.
Right. That's what I wondered. Yeah. So you actually stay there. Do you guys have a camper? Do you stay in the barn? Or
some people do have campers.
Yeah.
But we don't have a camper. We just went home because, Laurel's not too.
Not that far. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, gosh, that's pretty fun. And so have you won any ribbons over the years then? Have you finished in the top of your class?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Have you? Nice.
I got a couple first place this year in some of my small classes and a 4th place. And so, we did. Susie and I did pretty good this year. I'm proud of her.
That's good. Good job. I encourage anybody that's listening, make sure, you go to the fair, you go to the rides, and you go to the beer garden, and you go play bingo, and you wander around, but make sure you check out the 4-H stuff. I mean, a lot of these kids work super hard, and some pretty neat things to check out, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've worked hard and deserve to get some attention while you're at the fair.
Mm-hmm.
What are your favorite fair rides? Have you hit the carnival yet? Have you done the 110-foot giant Ferris wheel?
No.
No? You skip it? You're afraid of heights?
Kind of. I don't really know. It depends. I'm not much of a fair ride person, but I'm not even going to lie to you. One of my favorite ones is that weird little kid mouse roller coaster. I'm not even going to lie to you.
That one's fun.
I went on that one last night, and I was like, we were like the only teenagers on it, and it was like all like
just little shavers,
fourth graders, and I was like, this is actually so bad, but it was so fun.
That was pretty fun.
Like, yeah. I love the little kid rides. Like, they're my favorite. I don't know why.
Yeah, they're more my speed, too. And what's your favorite fair food? I mean, everybody talks about that. Do you have one thing that you always get at the carnival when you're there with your 4-H club? And
Yes. So... usually the cow pie stand is there.
But they're not here.
They're
this
not
year,
there
are they?
This year, and I was so sad. Yeah. But I really like the big lemonades with like all the fruit and the syrup in them. Yeah, and then the chocolate covered strawberries from any stand are usually really good.
Those are good, yeah. Mm-hmm. Brockles always has their stuff set up, the caramel apples.
Yes.
Yum. Well, cool. Today, I don't think there's any, it's not really like a special day at the fair. I know tomorrow is Kids Day, which is a great opportunity to save some money. Today, you could do the lunch bunch and stuff. But yeah, everything opens up pretty much at noon, right? Mm-hmm. So. Cool. If I got parents or kids that are maybe listening right now and interested in 4-H, what advice would you give or how would they get involved? I mean, what's the just come down to the fair and find a 4-H'er or reach out to, how do you get involved in this if you've never been in 4-H?
Of course. So I feel like the best way to do it and how most people do it is they find a club on Facebook. Most of the clubs in our community have Facebook pages.
Gotcha.
And they can just really reach out to the organizational leader and say, hey, yeah. I have a kid who's really interested. Like, is there any way we could come sit in on a meeting? And that's usually a really good way to do it. And most clubs are more than willing.
Gotcha. And if I'm a parent, like, what are the time commitments? Because, like... you know, you sign your kids up for activities, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I got a meeting every Wednesday, or I got dance class every whatever. Is 4-H, like, does it just kind of depend on the club, how much you have to go to the meetings and be involved? Or?
I would say, so most clubs only meet, like, once a month. Like, okay. My club personally only meets once a month, and there's, like, a certain amount of, like, you can only miss three, like, unexcused, and then it's, like, a little bit of a difference. Story.
Like, you're out of here. Well, that makes sense. And is it fairly affordable to become a 4-H member? I mean,
I would say so, because I mean, you pay your like $20 of just entry dues and like stuff like that for to like take your kid to fair. But other than that, just to how much you want to spend on your project for your kiddo is how much you want to spend on
it. Okay. Well, that's pretty fun. Talking with Ember Solberg, you have the mini horse project. And what's your mini horse's name that you have at the fair this year?
Susie.
All right. And what color is Susie?
She's actually a gray. So gray. She like looks white, but we refer to it as gray.
And so she's the size of like a Labrador Retriever? I mean, how big is she?
I would say a little bit bigger than a Labrador Retriever. Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think she weighs?
Ooh, 800 pounds, maybe? No.
300, 250?
Maybe. I don't know. Some of the minis range, because it depends on, like, how they're built.
Sure. Yeah, that's fun. Well, we'll stop by the fair and check that out. Ember, thanks for coming in, and enjoy the rest of Montana Fair, all right?
Thank you.
All right, 7:37. Thanks for getting going today with Cat Country.
Blue Cat Bar and Grill has you covered with amazing daily specials. Sunday Night Sushi and Sliders offers fresh sushi and delicious sliders at unbeatable prices. Enjoy Wednesday Night Steak Night, where you can dig into a juicy steak dinner each and every week. With daily specials, there's always something tasty to enjoy. Don't miss out. Stop by Blue Cat Bar and Grill, just 9 miles east of the Metro Park exit. See you there.
Cat Country 102.9, Lainey Wilson, somewhere over Laredo. It's 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Sunshine today for the most part. Maybe a pop-up shower this afternoon. Slight chance. Otherwise, get up to around 92-ish. 96 tomorrow, 91 Thursday, 89 Friday, and then low 90s for the weekend. Not bad for August. I don't think we've had a 100-degree day yet, have we? I don't think so. I should have asked Bob. Bob McGuire, he'd know. Oh, surely we'll get 100 at some point, but if not, I'm not going to complain. I don't know if you guys heard about this or not. Q2's got some details about the plans to build a new state mental hospital for eastern Montana, and apparently Billings is in the running. With the current state hospital in Warm Springs facing a capacity issue, the legislature last year approved $26.5 million for a new facility to be built. And I guess state leaders are looking at Billings, which, I mean, would make sense if they're trying to serve eastern Montana. One possible location. I guess the state sent five possible locations to Billings city leaders. And one possible location could be up on Skyway Drive, kind of by the dog park up there, by Alkali Creek Road and High Sierra Boulevard. County Commissioner Mark Morse said this was the last of the five sites that we looked at, I guess yesterday or the day before. So I guess local leaders are concerned that the state hasn't been very open with communication, I guess, about their plans. They're like, here's five sites. You tell us which one you like. Obviously, they want access to city water. They want city sewer. They want access to the jail and access to the hospitals. So, yeah, Billings, I mean, Billings is probably a good choice for it. According to Senate Bill 5, the state has until June of 2026 to start building the mental health facility. So, that brings some good jobs to town, probably. We'll have to keep an eye on that and see what happens. Toby Keith next. It's Cat Country 102.9. Cat Country 102.9. Good morning, 8:17. Michael here. Got special guests in the studio talking rodeo. Rodeo Billings at Montana Fair. Guys, good morning. I got Garrison Allen on mic over on Paul's.
Yeah, I'm right here. Mic.
What's your role with the rodeo?
You know, I'm one of the other announcers. Bob Tallman and I are announcing the rodeo, and so Gotcha. Yeah, I'm excited to be back in my hometown of Billings and here for the rodeo.
So do you travel all over the country then doing rodeo announcing?
Yeah. I was just in Gilroy, California 2 days ago.
Gilroy, how was that?
Nice. It was good. The Garlic Festival, it was good. But feels good to be back in the 406 and back here at home. So.
How did you get into being a rodeo announcer? I mean, that's not exactly. I mean, it's kind of a real niche career. And yeah. There can't be that many professional rodeo announcers in the U.S.
There's more than you think, but. You know, my dad put on a lot of rodeos growing up, and I always thought that the announcer was the coolest guy ever, so that's why I wanted to start being one. And so I kept bugging him when I was 17, and finally when I was 19 years old, he actually took me with Bob Tallman, and Bob threw me a mic and said, go ahead, try it. So it was fun.
So did you start out kind of like, regular sports where there's like a play-by-play guy and the color guy? I mean,
yes and no. That's kind of how I started out. Now it's more like we kind of share the same role. We just really feed off each other, you know? I mean, we're both kind of doing... both that color commentating and the play-by-play, and but you're just feeding off of each other, and then also feeding off of the clown as well out in the arena. So it's not a normal occupation. I will say that.
No, it's definitely very specialized. Do you guys use iPads or anything for like your stats, or do you just have a big stack of paper up there?
Yeah, we print them out and write on a stack of paper. But you're doing stats every single night, all the time. So on horses and riders, bulls, riders, whatever it might be, you know, and you're. You got a pile of notes up there.
I'll get back to you in 1 second, Garrison, because I want to talk about some of the caliber of talent that's coming this year. But Tate Rhodes, over on the other microphone, you're sitting where Paul normally sits, the farmer. You're a rodeo clown?
The rodeo clown slash entertainer, barrel man, yeah.
How did you get into that?
So I was always grew up in a rodeo family, team rope, calf rope, steer wrestler, kind of something like that. And then just one day when I was young, I wanted to fight bulls, and my dad's like, you're nuts, you'll never be able to do that, you know, and so I kind of wanted to prove him wrong, and I had an opportunity to go down to Cody, Wyoming for the night rodeo, and I was going to do 2 weeks there fighting bulls. Well, the first night I was there, the guy that puts on the rodeo there, he was like, hey Tate, can you clown? And I was like, I've never clowned before in my life, you know, I don't know, and he's like, well, would you want to try it? And I was like, yeah, I'd like to try it, and he goes, good, go put the mic on, you're up. And like, this is like during the national anthem of the rodeo, like this isn't like midday, you know, so it was kind of just,
you had zero time to prepare. You're on stage, buddy.
Threw me in there, and I guess I must have done all right, because he's like, well, you're hired for the next 2 weeks while you're supposed to be here. He's like, yeah, you can still fight bulls, but you're clowning.
Nice.
And so I guess I did it there that 2 weeks, and I would kept kind of going back, you know, and I would help him out, you know, if he needed a clown that was coming in or out or whatever, but I never really took it seriously until about 2018, probably, is when I started taking it a little more seriously, and then really started getting the ball rolling, got my pro card in 2019, and was working rodeos in September of 2019, and it's just been a snowball effect since.
So was it a full, is it being a rodeo clown, is that a full-time job? Is it a full-time job for you?
Yeah, it's a full-time job. Other than this, I also guide hunts and stuff like that, for 9 months out of the year, I'm rodeoing.
That's got to be fun. Have you ever gotten any injuries as a clown? Have you gotten hurt badly or
not as much as like a clown? Because you know the clown is just pretty much there for entertainment. I have a mic or whatever. But like when I was fighting bulls, definitely you know broken bones, collarbones, ribs, fingers, wrists. You know,
you name it.
torn knee up and different things like that. But the rodeo clown deal is definitely a little bit safer than the bullfighter's occupation. Yeah. So yeah.
A lot of people talking about how the date changed because the Nile Rodeo used to be in October, right?
So, right.
And Becky explained to us, Becky Hillier, I don't know, is she your boss?
She is. I guess technically she would be our boss. She is our boss for this weekend.
this weekend she's got a hold on us.
She explained to us at the Fair Media Luncheon last week how this moving the schedule to August is good not just for fans but it's good for the athletes too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Because in the season for the PRCA ends September 30th. Like the last day in September is when the season ends, and 2026 will start October 1st.
Gotcha.
So that's where you're getting guys, they're banged up, you know, they're sore, they ran out of money, whatever it might be, coming in October. So this way it gives it an opportunity, like this is another stepping stone to the National Finals Rodeo.
Because this right now they're all about getting that points and getting that money.
Oh, yeah.
And so some of these guys that are still in the hunt, you know, this is when it matters this time of year.
Yeah, we're getting down to crunch time now. Yeah, absolutely.
So that means we're getting some of the better, bigger names athletes at the rodeo this year, right?
Oh, absolutely. I was telling him on the drive in here today, like I was looking at the day sheets and man, it's stacked. I mean, especially like Montana guys, you think Sage Newman is going to be here. The world champion Haven Medjid will be here. But then you got Sam Peterson from Helena, Montana, Weston Timberman from Columbus, Montana. Like a lot of great Montana talent, but also just nationwide talent. Yeah. Tilden Hooper, I mean, so many. Mason Clements, so many great athletes are coming right here to Rodeo Billings.
I bet they love coming to Montana too, don't they?
Yeah. I think they like the local cooler weather.
Well, it's a big time of the year, you know, for Montana Rodeo. Like they just finished up just this last weekend. They had Chinook, Cascade, Missoula, Bozeman, you know, and then Baker is this weekend, and that's another great Montana Rodeo.
Circle.
And so them guys, they're going to be bouncing around the state. And I mean, obviously pretty much wherever you go in between those two places, you got to drive right through Billings and
might as well stop.
And when now the money that Billings has added to their rodeo, you know, it makes it worth it for them guys to stop, you know, cause they can pull a pretty darn good check out of Billings, you know,
they upped the pots this year substantially. So that'll be super fun. Three big nights. When's the first? That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yep. 7 p.m. nightly.
That's going to be a lot of fun. Those grandstands look shiny and new. It's nice having it outdoors, too. I mean, I love the Red Lodge Rodeo just because it's outdoors.
Yep. Yeah.
It's so beautiful, and you get the mountains in the air and Americana, whereas at indoors, you're like, meh.
Yeah.
It's just not the same. It's not the same.
Also in Montana, we don't get to go outdoors very often for stuff. I mean, we got winter quite a bit.
Nine months out of the year.
Yeah. So being in August, I mean, it just makes sense to have it outdoors.
I totally agree, and I think it's going to be a great couple of nights. And we do have a chance to win a dirt suite, by the way, for Saturday night. So for Cat Country listeners, 80 of your friends, you and 7 friends. Friends, get to get as close as possible to the dirt. It's worth about $1,200, and you can sign up now on our win tab on our
Apple
website. So
that's awesome.
Well, guys, cool. So you're in town. You got here, I guess, a day or two ago.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm back in town, spending some time with some family right now, and getting ready to kick things off.
That'll be
fun. I didn't have to go as far. I was in Bozeman last weekend, so I got to roll right into Billings 2 hours down the road. It was kind of nice.
Easy commute this time. Yeah,
I was in Colorado for 2 weeks before that, but.
As a clown, did you ever work with Flint, the legend Rasmussen? Did you ever?
I never.
Did you watch his clips and you're like, oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
I'm gonna steal
absolutely,
that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I never got to actually work with him.
Yeah,
but
he retired what 5 years ago?
Yeah, right in there.
Something like that. Yeah.
But
like
he actually got to watch me at some smaller stuff because I grew up with his daughters. I mean, they're the same age as I am.
Small world. Jeez.
So, being a Montana boy, I got to grow up rodeoing with his daughters, and then kind of when I got into the clowning deal, he was always there to help, give me a helping hand, and he's actually helped me a lot in my career. And obviously, he's the goat of rodeo clowns. You know, he's the man.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Well, guys, thanks for coming in. Great to see you. Have a good rodeo action. I'm sure it's going to be awesome, and we'll see you down at the fair. All right.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Sounds good. It's 8:25 Cat Country.
The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat, it's where it's at.